This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Mokhton, the Chvoit Simchas and Asurin Shell, Judy Mokhton and Gideon Karen. She is Kari Meshashem, Besimon Toy, Mazel Tov, Yoim, Tess 4th, 18th of July. He wrote in Shabbat Bais Nemon, the Yisrael, the Shem Tzela. Yud Alef Tamos, Sunday the 14th of July. Rabbi Yossi David, Maris Ein, Alfud. Maris Ein. With food. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Hang on to adapt it now.
Oh, we'll adjust it. Yeah. So the main topic which we'll try and discuss today is the issue of Marisai. The question which came up recently, I mean, it's an old question which people keep on asking, but it came in a different form. There are certain restaurants which want to serve cheeseburgers. Yeah? False cheeseburgers. That means they take soya cheese, vegan cheese, whatever you call it, and they place it on the meat. I'm careful in what I'm saying, yeah? After they've fry the burger, they cook the burger, they put the soya cheese on top of it, and they close the sandwich, and that's how they serve it to the now. I'm sure to most people around this basement, it's something alien, something which is not nogea to us. But apparently it's becoming more and more trendy, more and more in, what they call today, yeah?
Is it both ways round? It's parva cheese on meat. Or,
No. It's the proper
it's
meat.
It's real cheese.
I'm discussing proper meat. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. The same question would be, or similar question would be, what they have
real
today called Tivol. Tivol, that burgers which look really identical to regular meat, although they smell different and they taste different. Obviously, we know that. So, can you put cheese to them or not? Now, when I was asked this question, it got to do with kashrus, got to do with whether to allow a restaurant to serve it or not. Yeah, it's a restaurant in Boroughmood. The Balabais came to me with an honest question, serious question. He wants the kashrus to allow him to do such a thing because he's seeing youngsters from Jewish schools going in, chalila, to non-kosher, trefa places. He says, if I'll be able to offer them something similar, at least they won't feel a little bit, maybe there's a chance, one or two. No, I said, I find it hard to convince them, because it's still not the real stuff. So the idea sounds very far away, far-fetched from us to try and... What are we trying to copy here? I remember now that someone who sometimes emails me letters from Victor Miller. I don't know if you're aware of these letters. So there's a debate nowadays whether you're allowed to buy dogs, own pet dogs, today or not. So there's this saying that Eliyahu HaNavi will not visit a home which has a dog. I didn't find a source to this. Well, Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to visit a home. The Gemara in Shabbos says David HaMelech had dogs. No? When he passed away, so Shlomo came to ask, what should I do with my father's body? What should I do with the dogs? So they were not, presumably they were not pets. However, Victor Miller, he's very blunt when he has it. He used to say, nowadays I think Rabboni wouldn't talk in such a way as clear as he would. And Baruch Hashem, we've got those letters which he writes. He starts analyzing, why are you asking me about buying a dog? And he comes to a conclusion, the only reason why I would think you want a dog is because you want to be like your non-Jewish neighbor. You want to be like the guy next door to you. Just like he walks about with a dog, you also want to walk about with a dog. So it's quite straight. And they have cheeseburgers. People have cheeseburgers as well. But the Maisa, the Gemara Chulin of Kuftes, talks about a great woman called Yalta, of Nachman's wife.
Tough woman.
Huh? She was a tough woman. Yes. We had a few of them. Bruria as well. We had a few Rebbetzins I got. They were mamash aware of Halacha quite. And she came and asked her husband, and said, we know that everything the Torah says you're not allowed to have, equivalent to that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us something which has exactly the same experience, exactly the same taste. And it goes through the whole list of things in Gemar Chulim. It goes about, you want to drink blood, you've got kavda, kavda kulay dam, yeah, the liver has got a taste of blood apparently. You want to have chaze, you've got a fish called shibuta, you take the moicha, the shibuta. It's a certain part of this fish, I don't know what fish is this, which has exactly the same texture and taste as chaze. Dam nida, dam besulim, few more examples that the Gemara gives. And one example, she wanted to have meat and milk. Rav Victor Miller would have written, you want to be like the Geisha neighbor. You want to have meat and milk. I don't know if she wanted to have it, but she knew that it must be something which has the equivalent taste. And as she told Nachman said, no problem, told this Talmidim, go get Father Khal, the others of the animal. Yeah, cholov is only also when it comes out of the animal. There's an Indian of the Rabbonon, you should cut up the kchal and smash it a little bit before you cook it. Yeah, but for tzli, you're allowed to do it, and therefore she'll get an experience of meat and milk. If anybody wants to have it. Yeah, I think it's here in England you can't get the back part of the animal. But in the soil, I'm sure you could. So you can have the experience of Basav HaCholov. So we do find such an idea of people wanting Basav HaCholov or people having the experience of Basav HaCholov. So anyway, this question came up, whether you're allowed to have cheeseburgers or not. Before we start discussing this, I'd like to clarify one thing. The issue of Marisayin and the issue of Chashad. We do find many times in Shas the concept of Chashad. Yeah? The expression, I'm using the expression of the Gemara, Chashadah. Yeah, and we have an expression in the Gemara called Maris Ayin as well. Are they the same thing or not? Are they the same idea? I did find that in Shas, probably the concept of Chashad is more Mitzvahs Aseh. Mitzvahs Aseh, Chashad.
More what?
It's only by Mitzvah Aseh. For instance, the Gemara in Shabbos, I'll read you out the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara Shabbos discusses if a person has a house with two entrances. Yeah? So Gemara first discusses if it's the same entrance as the side, same side, and you light Chanukah candles on one, they used to light in the correct place once upon a time. They used to light outside the door. And the other door doesn't have a Chanukah. Do we have a chashash of chashad? The people will say you did not light Chanukah candles, and therefore you had a both. The Gemara's conclusion is if it's a two sides of the street, you've got an entry from this street and an entry from another street, and there's a chance people will only go by this way and not die. Now people are like drawing conclusions, and they'll go back this way and they'll check the other side whether you've lit, and they'll say you have not lit Hanukkah candles. Here it seems to be Chashad is not Marisayin. Chashad is purely that people will suspect that you didn't do the mitzvah. I won't learn for you. You're a bit off. That's chashad. And the raya to this is the Gemara immediately after that brings, where do we know that there is a concept of chashad? It was Pnema Omra Torah. Why did the Torah say you should leave peah, which is the corner of the field which you leave for that neem, you should leave it at the end of your harvesting, at the end of the field. So Gemara says you should bitul aneem, gives a few other reasons, gezela of the aneem. But one of the reasons the Gemara gives is Pnei Chashad. Because if you take Peah right at the beginning and you continue, people will watch you and say, you're not taking Peah. So if I leave it for the end, so it's recognizable that you've taken it. Why? The Gemara gives a very tough expression. See how particular they were over mitzvahs. It's just to upset people if they saw someone not be mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, ומפני החשד שלא יהיו עוברים ושבים אומרים תבוא מהרה לאדם שלא ניח פאה בשדהו. Let a curse come upon someone who hasn't taken out פאה. That means people will pass by. They will not learn from you not to take פאה. It's not an issue of Marisayin, seems to be from the Gemara. Chashad is the issue that people will literally curse the person, give a klala to the person who doesn't take out פאה. So you want to avoid that. You want to avoid your neighbors giving you klalas. Make sure you take the pay at the end. Same thing is by Hanukkah. You light on two sides, and all of the people should chalila pass on one side of the street, and one entry, and say, you haven't lit, and they'll come and curse you. They'll say, you'll not be Mekayim Mitzvah Chazal, and therefore, so that doesn't seem to be the concept of Marisayim. Marisayim, I'll give you an example of the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. Gemara in Avodah Zorah says, Tanu Rabbonim, Avodah Zorah Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, Ir Sheyesh Ba Avodah Zorah, yeah, like London, a person, a place where there's Avodah Zorah in town. The Gemara says, also Likonis Betoich, you're not allowed to go into the town. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ketzei Efros Kapai, Ketzei Timinahir, Efros Kapai. Moshe Rabbeinu, we find that he went to White Dafka by that Makkah because he had to process Efros Kapai. Maybe he couldn't do that in town. But it's mentioned by Moshe like that, and now she brings down that, and it's a Gemara as well. Seems to be Rav Meir, but this Rav Meir holds like that. The Chachomim hold, if that pathway, especially for Avodah Zorah, then you can't go down that alleyway or that street. But if it's a gateway somewhere else, or you have to pass somewhere else, then obviously you can go into that town, you can pass through that place, because there is, it's a way, it's a derech for to go somewhere else. Maybe Rav Meir is chayish lemiyuta, because it's an issue of Marisayim. Then the Gemara goes on, what happens if you got a kotz, yeah, a thorn went into you, and you have to bend down, and there's Avodah Zorah in front of you. And you have to bend down to take out that kotz. Well, the Gemara says, coins fell, money fell on the floor. What will we do for money? We'll bow down in front of the Avodah Zorah. So the Gemara says, you shouldn't bow down in front of the Avodah Zorah, even if your intention is not Chalila for Avodah Zorah. Yeah? It's only, you know, why? Shenira kemishtach aveleh Avodah Zorah. It looks as if you're bowing down to the Avodah Zorah. To be careful, yeah? You know, they have many siddurim, but Sfarim is more commonly, they have Sfarim with pictures of the rabbis on top of the safe, and sometimes damish moles, and you're bowing down towards, you have to be careful with all this, even if it's not boiling, but at least, yeah. Or to your window, to your image, yeah. So, let's go back to what we were saying, yeah? So the Gemara says, Ve'im eina nira is muta. The Gemara says, what's Eina Nira? If you're going to tell me Eina Nira means that there's no one watching you, then you're allowed to bend down to pick up because no one watching you anyway. The Gemara says, that can't be. Something which is also Mishum Maris Ayin, the Gemara says, Afilu Bechadre Chadorim should be also, like Rabbi Yehuda Morav says, Afilu Bechadre Chadorim, even if you are in private, there's no one watching you. No CCTV, nothing. You're still not allowed to. Why? Because it's a gzera of Chazal. So here seems to be the issue is Marisayim is different than Chashad. Here we are concerned, like the Gemara in Yuma brings a few examples to this, we are concerned that people might see you and might learn from you that you are allowed to do specific things. Even though Rashi brings the concept of Chashad, but I'm talking about the lishon of the Gemara. The terminology of the Gemara is Marisayim there. So the chiluk, there's a chiluk, I wanted to say, is a chiluk between mitzvah saseh, that's chashad, to loitase, which is marisayin, but it's very hard to give such a chiluk. I think the main chiluk seems to be that chashad is something else completely, something which we are concerned, not the people who learn from you, we're concerned the people who come and get upset with you and start misjudging you and thinking you're an outcast. Well, a marisayin is an issue that people might come learn to you. Now let's go back to our subject, cheeseburgers. Are you allowed to put that soya cheese? I did hear that some kashrus authorities actually have it already in place. I'm not going to mention, but the question is coming up more and more. So there are poskim which have dealt with this issue, similar issues. Shevet Halevi speaks about it, Mishnah Locha speaks about it, Rav Avadia Yosef and his Tshuvas Rabbi Yaomer has a similar question, not the same. People confuse it. They is asking, in an airline or special restaurants or in a wedding, they want to serve milk, coffee and milk with a pair of milk after a meaty meal. That's already more lenient because you're not having it together, really. They've cleared the tables. Yeah? But they want to, it's also a question, that was this long tumor there and really covers all the sources there.
It used to be, yeah.
Oh, so that's an interesting story which you're saying. I think Rav Rosner says a similar idea to what you're saying. But the question is, what people know? How common is it in the outside world that people should use soya cheese to put on a burger? Do we consider that so common? Would you be feel safe enough that the odd yid who doesn't know much halachas will pass by and see this kosher restaurant? People told me, but it's going hefshe. There's no problem, Arisayin. It's going kashrus, but on the contrary. If it's got a kashrus, means it chatila, you can do it. There's an even more of an impression. So therefore, we have to analyze this. Where is the first time mentioned the union of Marisayin? So if anybody's learned Bosa V'cholov, we'll see in Simon Pei Zayin, Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch there speaks about something a bit strange. Yeah, were they allowed to cook meat with woman's milk, human milk? Bosor Chalavisha.
Is it mutter at all?
So the Shulchan Aruch rules, Asur levashel basar b'chalavisha. Asur. There's no Gemara like that. Where is the source for this halacha? It's a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba was asked this question. It's not a common thing, yeah? Someone to say, but it's strange. Obviously, people are not going to say that's regular. You know, of course they're going to say regular milk. Anyway, but we've got a similar question with soya milk, yeah? Or chalav shkedim, yeah? Almond milk. Yeah? Almond milk. You can have creamy almond milk, or regular almond milk, to the soya milk. You've got different kinds of soya milk. You know, the Gemara says that milk comes from a not kosher behemoth. It's got a slightly different color, apparently. Slightly different color. Chivra, yeah, is the kosher milk. The other one is a bit yellowish, apparently. But I'm not so sure about that. Someone showed me other than this, yeah. But there are many different vegan products or which are definitely look like mamish milk. They give the same impression. You put into your coffee, it comes out exactly the same. So the Rashba was asked this question, and the Rashba answered, there's an issue of Marisayin, and therefore you shouldn't do it. Even though Marisayin, Marit Ayin, yeah? That it gives an impression that you're cooking Basar Chalav, which is Yisod HaRaisa, and therefore you shouldn't do it. The Rama asks a question on the Shulchan Aruch. He said, I don't understand. You're bringing this from the Rashba. It's seemingly the Rama didn't see the Tshuva of Rashba inside. And he asks, but the Gemara says clearly, the Mishnah says, the boss of Behema Tmeya, Becholov, is Mutar Bebishul Be'ano. Yeah? Just Achila, obviously you can't because it's Tome. You can't, huh? Midorais. Oh. Yeah. But the Rama asks, Mistimasa Poiskim, from the way the Poiskim bring it down, seems to be that animal which is not Behema Tmeya, a milk, there's no issue, even Bosachaya. Yeah, take a deer's meat. Yeah, which is a chaya. Min haTorah is only gdi, only a behema. And you cook it with milk, the Gemara Mishnah says, it's fine, it's mutar bebishul ube'ano. No mention of Marisayin is in the Mishnah. That's what the Darkei Moshe asks. And he leaves us a question. Yeah? Then the Darkei Moshe brings elsewhere. There's a Gemara, and this is where the Rashba really brings us. I'm bringing this in stages the way it appears in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Gemara in Krisus Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara there discusses drinking blood. Blood, fish blood. Fish blood! Fish blood is mutter. Min haTorah, min haRabbanon, fish blood is mutter. The Gemara there discusses bringing a stira. Rav said one place he can, one said he can't. Gemara asks a stira. The Gemara says, can they eat be kaskasim? Can they let be kaskasim? Interesting. What's kaskasim? Scales. The fish, if it's got scales inside the blood, yeah, then you can drink. By the way, the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha at all, because Rambam is only in kaskasim and not kaskasim. It's not talking about marisayin. He says, the Gemara is talking about, what is talking about kosher fish, blood from kosher fish, and what is blood from non-kosher fish. That's also to eat, because mitam is yotzi min atome. So that's the reason. So the Rambam doesn't bring the issue of marisayin by drinking blood at all. But the Shulchan Aruch brings this Simon Samach Vav. He brings that you can't drink blood of fish unless it's got kaskasim inside it. I mean, it's a heck that people can see that you're not drinking regular blood of animal, because it's the right. So you're drinking fish blood. Yeah? So if it's got kaskasim inside, so says the Rambam, based on this, seems to me this is a source to what the Rashba says at the issue of a Maris Ayin or Basar Cholav as well. So says the Ramon, yeah, brings elsewhere, he brings the Maharshal wanted to learn from this Gemara, the Maharshal, the Yamshe Shlomo, wanted to learn from this Gemara, that so too they used to have a good Purim joke. In Europe, they used to give mishloach manos, or they used to feed each other, when you come for Sukkot Purim, chicken and almond milk. Looks funny. Yeah? On Purim. Sukkot Purim. That's what Ibrahim Shal brings. We should not do that unless we've got skin of pieces of almonds inside the milk or nearby, that the person should notice that this is almond milk. And he's learning that from Dam Kaskasim. Good comparison. Questions the Ramah. Chicken and milk is only the Rabbanon. The Rashba was saying by meat and milk. But chicken is only the Rabbanon. Unless you have Rabbi Yosef gave you this job. If Machlok is in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef, Glil, and Chachomim. But chicken we hold is only the Rabbanon. So the Marshal is not bringing a good comparison. Fish blood is the Oraisa. That's what the issue of Marisayim. But by chicken and milk, there shouldn't be an issue of Marisayim, and that's the ruling of the Ramah. There's no problem of Marisayim to put Chalav Shkedim or soya milk with chicken. There's no issue whatsoever. And therefore, Dai Lanu to be Machmi, like what the Rashba says, only by Issa the Oraisa. Yeah? So, the Marshal, someone to say the Marshal held the chicken is the Oraisa. There is an opinion the Marshal held like that. But it's not mashma like that. The Bach clearly says, even if it's not the Oraisa. The Shach comes along and says, no, why must you give the Marshal like that? By the Yisrael Rabbonon, there's no Marisayim. We go, Gemara on Shabbos says you can't lead many animals together on Shabbos because Michzi kemande azi lechinga. What's chinga? It looks as if he's going to sell his animals in the market on Shabbos. Mekach umemka, trading on Shabbos, is the Oraisa or the Rabbonon? It's the Rabbonon. It's a Issa de Rabbonon. And the Gemara still says there's an issue of Marisayim, even an Issa de Rabbonon. So why question the Marshal? The Marshal is quite right. Even if chicken is the Rabbonon, it should still be also to do. So that's why Shach leaves, the Maskone leaves that. Now the truth is, they didn't see the Tshuva Sarashba inside. The Tshuva Sarashba inside clearly says that what the Mishnah talks about cooking Cholov Chaya with milk, or Cholov Behemah Tmeah with milk, is only the Oraisa. But Midrabbanan is the issue of Marisayim. So it does relate to that question. We do find many times that the Achronim didn't get hold of the Tshuvas complete. Yeah, recently came out with a new, it's interesting. Are you allowed to put flowers into water on Shabbos? Someone comes to you, they give someone, carries in there, yeah, let's say. Or he bought you an Erev Shabbos. You forgot to put the flowers into water on Shabbos. So you come to do it on Shabbos. You're allowed to put flowers in water on Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham says you can't. The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't. And he brings the raya from Ilchas Lulav. Yeah, by Lulav it says, Mekabelet isha miyad bena umachazarito. She can put it back and add on water, but she can't put it into fresh water. She shouldn't add water, but she can't put it into fresh water, definitely the Lulav, which it wasn't there originally. You can put it back, but you can't. And the source, Shulchan Aruch writes, in Ilchas Shabbos, Siman Shin Chafalef, Mutar le'ashkot et ha'talush. You're allowed to water. In the olden days, they had no fridges. So how would they preserve things? They'd preserve by putting into water. So you're allowed to put vegetables into water on Shabbos? He said, yes, you're allowed to. Since it's Mutar be'achila, since you can eat it, therefore you're allowed to put it, you can be Torah, you can put it into water on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah there puts on straight away marks that he brings the Sugya and Shin Lamed Zayin. He talks about putting flowers into water, and he writes there's a difference that one is achila, one is midat achila, is vegetables you can eat, fruits which you can eat, but the lulav, see, something which you can't eat, you can't. If you look at the Tshuva Sarashba inside, Tshuva Sarashba gives a slightly different reason, adds on a word. In the Bes Yosef, it's not brought down the full Tshuva. It says, lulav is also betiltul. The Ran holds the lulav is mukse ke'even. We only use it for the mitzvah. Once you finish with the mitzvah, you have to put it away. You can't handle it. So says the Rashba, therefore, there's a restriction to put it into water because it can't be toireach for mukse on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But something which is not mukse, like achila, you're allowed to be toireach on Shabbos for something which is not mukse. So lechor, it's not the difference between food and not food. The difference is between something which is mukte to something which is not mukte. Are flowers mukte on Shabbos?
No.
Not my flour which opening up. That Ramah says lechatchila you shouldn't put it into water because it gives an appearance as if it's continuing, although it's not really growing. It's just opening up. But Ramah says, but let's say it's not. It's fully open. Our flowers muktzen Shabbos. Flowers are not muktzen Shabbos because you use it to decorate the table. You move it from this table to that table. Now you want to eat. You take it to the sideboard. You take it out. It's not with there for decoration. So if flowers are not muktzen lechora kuntur rashmi, it can be tereach. I understand the Mishnah Berurah asking to be machmi. Could possibly be that they didn't see the Rashba inside for this additional words of tiltul or not tiltul. But there are hefsher. You can have a look. Look at it inside. Yeah, there's also a famous question between Chazanish. If you have a tshuva which hasn't been exposed to many achronim and the rule different than the tshuva, and after you find the tshuva, and even though it's a rishon, we say since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives siyata dishmaya to that achron, to the psak, so therefore we can't change from what the achron has said. But it's not so clear that. Yeah, sometimes you got tshuva, so you show him which are clear. How can you say that the achronim can argue? So, we are zoichi to do it to many kisviyad which we have today. But just an example. So the Chidor writes that many of these achronim, the Shach, the Ramah, didn't see the tshuva sarash inside. Because they also discuss whether this is cooking with cholavisha, or it's only the eating which is, or the eating is it. And the Rashba clearly wrote all of this. He created also levashla vekol shiken leochlo. So let me just give a summary before, because we haven't got much time. I just want to get to the conclusion. What? No, it's not.
Really?
Directly from the mother, obviously not. Probably about the shak too. But if it's already out, then there's no issa. That's the chiddush of it. Even though there's no issa, he still can't cook it with meat. Otherwise, the Shulchan wouldn't be discussing it. The Rashi wouldn't even question it. It's also too. Yeah? Now, let me just conclude to try and put things together now. We're going back to the cheeseburgers. Yeah? We find the big machloikas between the Ramon, between the Marshal, whether by Issa the Rabbonim there's the issue of Marisayin or there isn't. You should know, even though the Shach and the Taz all, Fahemfe, Ansab, the Darke Moshe, the Ramon, and they all say that there's Marisayin, you mean by Issa the Rabbonim, there are many achorim which hold that there's no Marisayin by Issa the Rabbonim. Knesset HaGdoyle holds like that, the Matei Yosef, who was in the generation of Prichodosh. The Prichodosh himself wants to argue in the whole concept of Marisayin. This is not where the Rashba gets it from. But he says, Kvar Horaz Ken. Since Rashba Paskin that you're not allowed, he wants to say this issue of Marisayin, where is he learned? If the Chazal didn't make a Gzera clearly explicit, like, well, who are we to start making new Marisayin issues? Yeah? But the Pri Chadash afterwards says, no, if the Rashba said it, we have to follow it. But only by Issa the Raisa. By Issa the Rabbonon there isn't. Now, here we've got a question a little bit. So we've got a Machloikis where by Issa the Rabbonon, by Bosa Vacholov, there's the issue of Marisayin or not. Yeah? Consensus of that. This burger is not really cooked together with the cheese. It's placed after they take the burger out, they place the soya cheese on top, and they close it up. So it'll be, they melt it. No, no, no. They don't melt it inside by heat. They melt it with the heat of the burger.
They don't toast it.
I asked them this question. But anyway, don't worry. I'm not. The reason why I'm explaining this is because I do understand that can't go against the Shach and the Taz, all the Marisani based on the Abono. Oh, Dovo Gush. But by Bishul Bosa Bechol of the Prima Godim in Psicha says it's different than Shabbos. Yeah? Here it's an issue of Derech Bishul. By Bishul. And therefore, even by Tzli, to roast meat and milk, most Poiskim hold it's the Raisa. The Prichodosh wants to say it's the Rabbonon. The Prichodosh says it's the Oraisa. The Chavosdah says it's the Rabbonon. Prichodosh brings a raya that by Pesach we call Tzli Ubishalta V'achalta. It's also called an expression of Bishul. So mashma by Tzli also there's a concept of Bishul. But the Chavosdah says no. But it's not Tzli. This is even a lower. This is Cham letoch Cham. Cham and Cham. Even Cham Kal. Because the cheese is not hot. So you take something hot and something hot, you put together, the Prima Godim says that's definitely not the Derech Bishul, it's not Minatoyer, it's Midera Bonon, in Psicha, in the Akdom of Isu Boswechol, we break them. So therefore, our case is a Derech Bonon. So yes, we've got the Shach and the Taz. The reason why I'm saying this is like that. It's very hard. If we go according to the guidelines of what Chazal have said about Marisayin, Cholav Shkeidi Marshal says you should have a little bit of the almond skin inside the milk. There's a question with it inside or next to it. I'm not so sure, but in Yamshim Shlo it seems to be even next to it. Although in the Gemara when we talk about Dam Kaskasim, we talk about the Kaskasim, or in the blood. It won't help to have a fish next to it. In the blood, once you're drinking, there's little scales inside the blood. So how can we now be Madame Milzel Adodin and say that we have to have something in the actual cheese showing, perhaps? I don't know. So therefore, to have a signage or to have marks or to have in the box, it's clearly power of cheese. So I told him like that. If you will clearly mark it and you'll have a sign in the entrance of your restaurant and you'll have in the box of deliveries clearly the cheese used here is parav or some kind of a note, that that's it. Even though we don't find such a hecker when it comes to Shahir and Shabbos, we don't find signage helps. Yeah? People don't read the small writing. It's not like insurance policy. You don't read the small writing here. So therefore, Chazal maybe didn't rely on such a thing. Yeah? So therefore, together with that, and together with many poskim which hold that here the boss of a cholov is only the rabbonon and there's no mari sign by boss of a cholov, there's room to be lenient. But again, remember of Victor Miller's letter, yeah, of the council, people want to have dafka cheeseburgers as an idea, or if you want to be like your non-Jewish neighbor.
Square.